Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Support for today's episode comes from Jenni Kayne. Perfect timing, honestly, because winter is right around the corner and my wardrobe could definitely use a refresh. I'm a creature of habit and Jenni Kayne is here to take my wardrobe to the next level. Jenni Kayne is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics, Jenni Kayne is known for their super luxe yet lightweight sweaters, and trust me, they do cashmere better than anyone. The cashmere fisherman and cashmere cocoon cardigan are bestsellers in every season. These sweaters are so freaking comfortable. Plus, everything in their collection is designed so intentionally that you can style pieces together without a second thought. Not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jenni Kayne is here to help you live your best holiday season yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Gift yourself and your loved ones the best gift of all, Jenni Kayne. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code WILLCOLE at JenniKayne.com. That's 15% off your first order at JenniKayne.com and use code WILLCOLE. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up, and welcome to the art of being well. I am a leading functional medicine doctor. I get to consult people around the world via telehealth, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, The Inflammation Spectrum, Ketotarian, and the newest book, Gut Feelings. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, we actually have brand new telehealth patient options now open and lots of free resources there for you as well. You can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And listeners, we're giving away free signed books. No matter when you listen to this episode, all you have to do for a chance to win is head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review The Art of Being Well there. Tell us what you love about the show. You can leave your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review itself, or you could take a screenshot of that Apple Podcast review and message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole with that screenshot. And every single month, my team and I will be going through the messages on Instagram as well as the Apple Podcast reviews themselves, and randomly picking winners every single month from both places. I'll reach out to you. I'll ask which book you want me to send, and we'll send it out to you. Also, if you didn't know, we have a brand new Instagram page exclusively for the podcast. It's called The Art of Being Well, naturally, but the Instagram handle is at TAOBW, The Art of Being Well. It's the acronym, but you all ask for clips, like video clips. You can see what the interviews look like and get behind the scenes, like exclusive content. I'm putting it all on the Art of Being Well Instagram page. So check it out. Give us a follow over there, as well as my healthy stuff that I love that we talk about in the podcast. So many cool things. All right, let's get to today's guest. This is a person that I've known for a long time. She's an amazing human being. She's actually was one of our previous telehealth patients, has become a friend of mine as well. Her name is Lauren Scruggs Kennedy. Constantly in pursuit of a lifestyle rooted in balance, Lauren Scruggs Kennedy is a serial entrepreneur and clean living expert within the beauty and wellness industry. Her many works, including her online publication, laurenscruggskennedy.com, her series of clean living books, The Clean Sweep, and non-toxic self-care brand Stranded, exists as a means to achieve Lauren's singular mission to share with individuals easy and understandable ways to pursue a lifestyle of clean, healthy, and achievable living. Let's get right to it. This is Lauren Scruggs Kennedy's Art of Being Well. Lauren, what the heck? This has been too long. Where have you been?
I know. Where the heck have you been?
I know. No, well, we're connecting now. It's nice to catch up with you in front of hundreds of thousands of people. But I've known you for some time now. And we were going over my schedule for the day, patients, and between patients, we record the podcast. And I was thinking of your amazing journey. And did you ever imagine like your life would be where it is today?
Oh my gosh, no way. I was thinking actually, I met you at such a time where I was really like trying to figure out what was going on with my body, which is like a huge part of my journey. I was thinking even we were just connecting now, I was like, what have I been up to? And I feel like there's like babies and just so much change. But yeah, definitely would never have expected to be where life is today. It's crazy.
You're a mom now. I mean, this is huge. Yeah. And I know how much that was a passion of yours and working on your wellness. And how is it being a mom? Tell me about it.
Oh my gosh. It's like better than I can explain. You know, just as a parent, like this love that you can't describe it. You like only can experience it. Little River brings us the most joy in the whole world and every day gets more fun. And He's just so sweet. His personality is really coming out. So it's so cute. We're like, oh my gosh.
So much fun. And when people hear this conversation, you will be having another little sweet baby right around the same time.
Yep. And the crazy thing is we had River through IVF and then this was a natural pregnancy. And so we were kind of shocked, but just like, this is amazing. Okay. So yeah, we're having a little girl and then River's a 16-month-old boy. Yeah. It'll be fun to have both.
Do you have names picked out for the baby girl?
We do, but it's like we're keeping it until she's born.
For sure. For sure. That's awesome. I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you so much.
I know a big part of your just knowing you and a passion of yours for a long time is clean living and non-toxic living. And I remember back when you guys were building your house, the lengths you guys took, the research that you did of making a clean space for your family. Start there. Cause I was impressed by the amount of research that you did, how informed you were. What did you learn? What was surprising during that time?
First of all, thank you so much. It was such a like crazy journey because we were moving into a house in Agora Hills, like a little bit outside of LA. And our closing date was like 3 days after the Woolsey fire. I don't know if you remember that, but it was like this.
I remember that. I remember how bad it was in that area.
So bad. Yeah. Literally like the neighbor next door, their house burned to the ground. It's a small neighborhood. So there were three out of like 12 that burned to the ground. Yeah. And just awful, like all around the bridge to like get to the neighborhood melted and just so much damage. So in my like brain of just, is this a healthy place to be? We could have decided to not move there. But in my natural brain of just being like, oh my gosh, okay, now the air is filled with toxins. Is this impacting just our house in the future? What is this like? I was like, okay, this is a challenge. I think that is so worth taking. And I feel like I had such great resources, like people around me to ask and find wisdom in. And I actually got responses like, do not move in. Don't, if you're moving in, don't open your windows for 2 years, all this stuff. And my husband and I were like, I feel like this is still a good decision. So there was a ton of smoke damage in the house, but thankfully we hadn't moved in yet. So we didn't have any like personal items in there. And we just totally renovated the interior in a non-toxic manner through like our HVAC and water filter, of course, non-toxic paint, just really everything possible to rid the home of toxins and just make it as clean as possible. And then while we were renovating, doing everything from clean drywall to all like clean materials. And yeah, I learned so much specifically through Merrily at Branch Basics. And then we actually hired a biologist that like specifically works for clean homes. Mm-hmm. And we kind of had to make decisions because, for instance, if we changed the filter to our pool, it would have been like $300,000. And we're like, okay, can't do that. We're going to be okay. And just all like about that balance, but like what is the most important, and really having those conversations. And it's been like the biggest gift to know just our house is just like a pure space. Mm-hmm. And you know me with products, I'm just embedding and mattresses and everything, just all clean. It's a great feeling.
Where did this passion come from? I see as it is now or over the years that I've known you, but where did it come from? How long have you been passionate about it?
So I grew up in a really healthy home. My parents are really active. They eat super clean, which I realize is more rare as I get older. And so I'm so grateful for that, but they made it fun. It wasn't like this pressuring thing. It was just kind of a part of their lifestyle. And we were just in that with them. So it started with that. And then I was in college and I was bloated constantly. And I was in high school as well. But when I was in college, I was like, okay, I've got to figure this out. And I pretty much did the elimination diet without knowing that term then. But I found this diet that I would eat every single day that made my stomach feel good, which now I know is not the best because there was zero diversity. And I felt so much better. And so it started with that. And then shortly after, I was in an accident where I was hit by a plane propeller, and there were a lot of healing properties that you know very well about just because we connected during that healing time. But I had horrible fatigue and I had a traumatic brain injury. And so I remember my neurosurgeon saying, your energy is not going to be normal for 5 years. And I like had that in my brain. And then within that 5 years, got engaged, moved to LA from Dallas, Texas, and my energy was just terrible. And I thought at like 4.5 years, I was like, wait a minute, this actually makes no sense that like at the 5 year mark, I'm just going to be bursting with energy. I was like, something's just not right with my body. And so what is this? And that's when we really connected, you and I, and I just really started discovering and finding passion in like, everyone's body is so different. What does my body need? All these things. So that was all just like diet lifestyle related. And then my best friend and I, soon after my accident, created a dry shampoo product ourselves. So we were researching in the product space and realizing how clean ingredients impact your health. That was like a whole separate path of research. And once you get started, you like don't turn back. So yeah, over the years, it's been great because so many more clean products are coming out. There were not a ton that were super effective. Mm-hmm. You know, like 8 years ago. But yeah, it was like those two paths that really made me passionate about clean living overall.
Wow. Yeah. You're just empowering other people to do it and getting people to ask questions, right? And most people don't really think about the products they're using, like their personal care products, their beauty products, their cleaning products, the products they're using in their home. So what do you say to the person, and you mentioned balance earlier on, right? How do you, to the person that says, I don't want to stress about it, or you're stressing me out when you're talking about this stuff. Am I supposed to live in a bubble? Like that's sort of their response. Like they're just like, well, we're screwed. And that they have that sort of attitude of like, we are being hyperbolic fear mongers. What's the nuance and context of how you broach that? Maybe to a friend that has that take on it.
Yeah, totally. I love that because I'm such a person that just goes like fully in, but I know that that is unrealistic and that's like my personality and it's just how I am. But I remember like redoing all the products in our home, which is one direction, but it's just not budget friendly and you have to start somewhere small. So my big thing is starting with like something you use all the time, whether it's hand soap, your shampoo, conditioner, those types of things, or the most important thing, which is water, like a water filter in your shower or what you're drinking, and you can find really affordable options. So I think my goal is to make it accessible for people and not overwhelming, because as you know, it just becomes a lifestyle. Even when you like transition to clean products, you're really not like thinking about it anymore. And it feels very minimal and you actually don't need as much as you think. Mm-hmm. So I love it because in our cabinet, it's like not even very full of products because you really just need the simple things, which I feel like a lot of people are embracing these days just with everything that's out there. But yeah, I say like start small. Don't feel like you have to change all your mattresses, all your bedding, all this stuff. Just do it over a series of like, for a period of time. And also like a big thing is I feel like a lot of people become passionate about it when they're pregnant or when they have a baby. And what I've realized and what I tell my friends is it's like so relieving if you actually do it before, because you can just like rest in the fact that what you're using and putting on your body is filling up your body with good things. It's like helping your immunity and helping your health and all of that.
Totally, 100%. Staying healthy is one of my top priorities, obviously, in what I do. And that includes taking supplements and nutrients that my body may be lacking and avoiding heavy metals, pesticides, harsh chemicals that are so often hidden in the food and products we consume. That's why I am so happy about brands like Puri. Their pure, natural, superior food supplements have become a part of my daily routine. You need to try these yourself. And their omega-3 supplements are great as well. There's no nasty, fishy aftertaste. Puri uses fresh, high-quality fish. No unwanted taste or smell. Puri stands apart from other supplement brands. They believe in full transparency with all of their products, including their O3 Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Every batch is third-party tested by the Clean Label Project against more than 200 contaminants. And every Puri product comes with a QR code so you can scan and see the test results for your specific batch. Put your health first with Puri. This is a supplement brand you can trust. And right now, Puri is offering my listeners this amazing deal. You can get 20% off site-wide. So go to my special URL, puri.com/WillCole, and use my promo code WillCole. This even applies to the already discounted subscriptions. You'll get almost a third off the price right now when you go to puri.com/WillCole. Don't wait. Use promo code WillCole at puri.com/WillCole.
Hi, I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. I'm so excited to announce Dear Media's first ever daily show, Good Instincts. If you've ever found it challenging to eat thoughtfully while juggling a busy schedule, then this show is for you. Instead of aiming to simply eat healthier, we'll focus on tips and mindset shifts that streamline the process. Because balance is key, and the less complicated, the better. Join me every Monday through Friday for bite-sized episodes designed to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
So you talk about dry shampoo and launching that, and you have this brilliant brand called Stranded. What was the origin? You mentioned starting with your friend, but dry shampoo specifically, what's the deal with dry shampoo? So many people use it. Why should they be considering a clean alternative?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, it's actually been so crazy in the last few years. I don't know if you've heard of all the recalls with dry shampoo.
Yes. Yeah.
It's crazy. My best friend, we lived together like starting a year after my accident, and she was a nurse at night, and we were both blonde at the time, used baby powder for our dry shampoo, and her friends at work that were brunette were like, man, we wish we had something we could use like that, but that turns our hair gray and it would just make our life so much easier if we had a great option. So we just were talking about it one day, and I was still recovering like a lot. So I didn't have like a full-time job. And I'm like, we should just start experimenting and like making something great. And so we created our own formula and tested it on my sister. We had like no idea what we were doing to start a business or anything. But we were like, this is pretty great. And all clean ingredients, but it makes life so much easier. I feel like women that use dry shampoo, even men, like, no, it is so great because You don't have to wash your hair every day. It like even adds like some texture and volume and all of that. But we launched it like, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago, and it is sold out currently. It's like a very loved product that we launched, but it's so key because so many of them are aerosol. We tested out so many brunette ones just to learn what was around. One like stained our wall. There was just like awful toxins in it. And yeah, we were just excited because we feel like it was a missing place in the industry that like didn't have something really good. And so we have a blonde brunette color and a redhead color. So I feel like the brunettes too felt like so loved. They were like, yes, we have like a great option. So it's been fun.
That's awesome. So it's sold out now because it's like people love it. Like, is it going to be back in stock soon? Like, what's the deal?
Oh my gosh. Okay. We are going through like a total rebrand as a business because we launched our hand sanitizing lotion and then our wipes. And so we're trying to figure out our branding. The branding we launched with is very crafty and just so grassroots. So we're working on like the rebranding of the dry shampoo. So yes, our goal is absolutely to have it back out. It's just in a little process right now, which I feel like customers are not happy with. But we truly are still like such a small business and just figuring out the best next steps.
Small business startup life. And people should have compassion on that for sure.
It's so true. I know. I hope so.
And you're working hard behind the scenes to make it the best it can be. I think that speaks also to the quality, right? And that's, you can't mass produce. And like, that's the point of the company. I know even before the pandemic, we're talking like 2017, 2018, 2019, it went viral on social media. Like you're educating people about the airplane seats when you sit in the airplane. And then it's so like, you were prophetic in many ways because then the pandemic happened and everyone was wiping down the plane seats.
Yes.
But you were doing it way before 2020. You were a trendsetter before we didn't even know it. So tell everybody about that and how that came to be. And I'm assuming that's with these new wipes you have coming out and the sanitizing lotion is connected to you because it's your life and something that you do.
Totally. Yeah. It's like the craziest thing because, you know, I feel like how Jason just, he's like constantly creating content, like just funny things he sees. And one of them I think it was 2017, we were just going on a random trip and I was cleaning off the seats. He's like, I've got a video of this. This is crazy. And so he's like videoing me wiping down the seats to make sure it's like clean before we sit on it. And it really did like go viral. And Today Show picked it up. It was like the funniest thing. We weren't even thinking about it, but people were tagging us for a long time about like wiping off airplane seats, grocery carts, like whatever it might be. And I remember our friends like within that year were like, you guys need to create like a clean surface wipe because there really isn't a great one out there that's with all the qualities that you believe in and like use and all this stuff. And so we started that process and then we were about to hit the green light on manufacturing like 2 weeks after COVID went like hardcore, like the hardcore quarantine. And I don't know if you know this, but all the wipe manufacturers in America actually shut down for Clorox wipes, which I understand that's like where the money is and people are using it. But also you're like, oh no, like it's just a product not necessarily helping your lungs and your well-being. But we just really pivoted and found a manufacturer in New Zealand that actually specializes in fully biodegradable surface wipes. And our formula is like a little different. And we actually ended up realizing in America, it would have been really hard to source those ingredients. Even New Zealand's like ahead of the game with like clean living and all of that. And they struggled with a few, but actually ended up being a blessing in disguise. But yeah, the wipes are surface wipes. They're great for your hands. My friend actually cleaned out her car the other day and she was like, whoa, I literally thought my wheel was like damaged from like sun or something like that, like my leather wheel. And she cleaned off her wheel and she was like, it's brand new after like using a stranded wipe on it.
Wow.
So it's powerful, but clean. And yeah, we're like super excited about it. I did it with my twin sister and my best friend and her husband. And like, we had so much fun and it's just rewarding to see it out because we've been working for so long behind the scenes.
It's amazing. What ingredients do you use? Like what's the blend that you use?
A lot of different things. But the one thing that I was super excited about is fermented radish root for the preservative. And I'm seeing that a little bit more these days, but when we were producing it, it was like very rare. And then just essential oils for the scent only. And then it's cool because, so our wipe is made out of bamboo, but including the formula, it's biodegradable, which is like super hard to accomplish. So we're like really proud of that too, because it's aiding in the health of our earth, our environment.
100%. So where can people get these? Are they on your website? Are they going to be in stores as well?
Yeah. Yep. So we're in a few retail shops and then we're just growing that. And we're also on the strandedshop.com and our Instagram too.
I love it. What's the next thing? Like, you're 5 years down the line. Where do you want Stranded to be? What do you want to put out in the world?
Our ultimate goal is to just educate and make clean living feel accessible, but also like kind of elevated in a way that doesn't feel like, I don't know. I just remember like years back, if you use something really clean, it was kind of like not cool. I don't know. It's just different. And I feel like we want to make it just something like fun and enjoyable to use because it's so effective, and just having that trust in our company ingredients that it will always be like supporting your well-being. And then with moving forward, our products, we're really like brainstorming heavily about it now, but just want to fill like gaps in the cleaning space. So we're like majorly in conversation with that right now, but we haven't come to like a full final decision, but it's really fun.
It's fun. TBD on that. I can't wait to check back in.
Thanks.
A major part of our functional medicine telehealth clinic is integrating mental health and physical health, and really realizing and letting people realize that mental health is physical health. With every telehealth patient, we're integrating different mental health tools. And one of the mental health care tools that we love integrating into telehealth patient protocols is Talkspace. If you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them, I really would recommend to try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want very easy, accessible, and affordable. Sometimes people wait until something bad happens to talk to their therapist, but honestly, why would you wait? You can get a therapist right now through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light in your life. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within only 48 hours. And it's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. Talkspace lets you send messages to your therapist. You don't have to wait for your next session. And Talkspace can help you with any specific challenges you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform, guys, with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. And as a listener of the podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/ABW. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/ABW to get $80 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/ABW. I'm really, really excited to share a new favorite skincare brand that I've discovered. It's called Oak Essentials. Oak Essentials line is full of luxurious products that really work, especially if you're trying to achieve that natural, glowing, radiant, youthful look. And who isn't, right? They have so many products that I love. They have the Pure Gel Cleanser that's so effective. They have a rich balm for your skin. They have body oils. They have these amazing candles. I love them all. Oak Essentials was launched in 2021 by the team behind Jenny Kane. Oak Essentials is known for its simple approach to self-care, with a lineup of foundational skincare staples made with high quality ingredients to create products that drive results. They have products like the Moisture Rich Balm, which I mentioned, which is a nutrient rich balm that supports collagen production and delivers serious hydration for a luminous glow. And for daytime use, a little goes a long way. You don't need much, but apply in the evening to lock in moisture as you dream at night as well. It's the definition of beauty sleep. Oak Essentials only uses the best ingredients. In the balm, you'll find natural ingredients like sea buckthorn fruit oil, which is an amazing plant source of vitamin C, vitamin E, healthy fatty acids for your skin barrier, which includes omega-7, which effectively supports collagen production. Plus, it's rich in beta-carotene and antioxidant powerhouse that's known to fight free radical damage and slow the aging process. Other ingredients include things like organic cocoa seed butter, organic coconut oil. You could buy the moisture-rich balm on its own or as part of one of Oak Essentials' best-selling bundles for a simple start-to-finish skincare routine. It's all right there. This holiday season, get yourself or someone you love Oak Essentials. It's a go-to skincare brand here at the Telehealth Center for radiant and glowing skin. My followers get 15% off their first order when they use code WILLCOLE at checkout. That's 15% off right now on your first order when you go to OAKESSENTIALS.com promo code WILLCOLE. Whether you're starting from scratch or filling in the gaps, Oak Essentials gives you one less thing to worry about. Treat yourself because you deserve it. As a mom, I know, you, like you said, it inspires so many people as when they know they're having a baby to kind of reevaluate maybe of how they're doing life and educating themselves on different ways of doing things. What are some of the things that you feel like new moms should know when it comes to the common things that are just at the store, you know, whether it be diapers or food or products they're using on their kids? Like, what are the top tips for new parents out there?
I love that so much. Diapers is actually the first thing I thought of when you were mentioning that. So the big thing is like a product or something that's touching your skin is actually absorbing into your skin. So I feel like it's so great because there are many amazing options for diapers. That's like so important because I feel like the baby's just wearing it all the time. So yeah, getting clean diapers, and you can always like check in on my Instagram because I can like share what ingredients are good, and it will become like easy and just a lifestyle. But also, we're really big about, we make River like only whole foods. He hasn't had anything processed and like no sugar, except for like maple syrup on his birthday, like in his cake. I feel like it makes such a big difference in his like demeanor and his well-being. And it's actually just so much easier than you would think, because you can batch cook, and like, we don't use salt, and we do use like herbs and seasoning and all that. But it's kind of fun. And my friend the other day was like, wait a minute, your baby has never had a chicken nugget? And I was like, no. And she was like, what do you do if you're in a rush? I was like, we cut up berries and make an egg, like with coconut oil. And it's just so quick, takes 5 minutes, like the easiest thing. And he just loves it. So I think that also, because it was really intimidating to me at the beginning, like feeding your baby food. Mm-hmm. You're like, what do you do? But yeah, just trying new things. Also, if they don't like it, it's okay. You can't like force a baby to eat anything, but they'll communicate to you and like let you know if they like it or not. So I feel like it's just having grace on yourself and learning that it's such a process, but also just making sure like the lotion you use on them, the soap, is all clean. And I have really like great options just on my Instagram if people are wondering, but they're like inexpensive and amazing, the ones that I use. But yeah, just making sure those key products are clean for that little baby.
I love it. So I like you said, show yourself grace for new parents out there. Or if you're not a parent, like if you're just looking for yourself, give yourself grace. You don't have to be perfect overnight. Like you said, these small swaps, leaning into it can go a long way. And then it's less overwhelming as you're add to it. Like you said, like you're not even thinking about it, and you just kind of snowballs in a good way of picking better for you or clean options. So you mentioned diapers for babies. They can go to your Instagram for the up-to-date stuff as new brands are coming out and you're learning more. But like right now, what's your diaper top pick brand-wise?
Coterie is our favorite. We love Coterie.
Is it a cloth diaper or is it like a...
It's just a normal
diaper. Okay.
Like toss diaper. I know. I was talking to someone yesterday about cloth, and I was like, why do I mean, that is so clean, but like to me, that is so gross. Like, what?
I will tell you, we cloth diapered for a little bit.
No.
And it does take some dedication. But when they're really little, I mean, there's a there's a few years for the most part, especially if they're eating cleaner foods, like their poops are not horrible for the most part. I mean, yes, you could have blowouts and it happens and it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, but it, you're almost as a parent desensitized to it in a way where it's just like.
It's so true.
It didn't faze me. But you're right. It takes a different level of dedication for cloth diapering, but definitely economical and definitely great from a waste standpoint, from an environmental standpoint.
Oh, for sure. I have so much respect for you guys that you did that. It's like, I wish I could be on that level.
That's all right. But no, I want people to have options. And if Coterie's the brand, right? Is that the name of it? Coterie.
It's great.
How about lotions, like baby lotion, toddler products on their skin? What do you recommend?
So Pipette we use for lotion and for body wash. It's like, what's the word? And we absolutely love this other one. And I seriously have problems with remembering. I like literally put a note in my phone because I can never remember it. I have to figure it out because it is like the best.
We'll go back to it?
Yeah, I'll go back to it.
Okay. So food, you mentioned that. You're like, okay, what if you're on the go? Like so many kids, I love it. It's the chicken nugget. It's like every kid in America is living on chicken nuggets and fries. I heard a patient once tell me years ago that the parent was laughing because the child didn't realize that French fries came from potatoes. The kid thought they came from McDonald's. Like
no.
They're from an actual food? Like I thought they were their own food group. French fries.
Stop.
Yeah. So you mentioned eggs. What are other quick on-the-go ideas from a snack standpoint for kids?
Yeah. We even make like homemade popsicles with just like watermelon and water, any fruit and water mix of anything. We like pre-make Japanese sweet potatoes. They're
love
like his
those.
Favorite thing. Yeah. And we'll just take off the skin and like cut them up into pieces. He will eat so much of that. And that's great to take on the go too. Mm-hmm. Even like fruit, like apples, those little cuties, like the little oranges. Yeah. Banana, berries. Trying to think about it. He loves broccoli. I mean, it does kind of smell bad, but to take on the, in the car is great. Just if it's y'all.
For sure. Does Jason go to the level that you do when it comes to food? Like before parenting, but now with parenting, what's his thoughts about all of this?
Oh my gosh. I feel like, I don't know if you remember, but at the time that I met you, he was just like, what is all this stuff? And like kind of into it. Now he is so funny. I will like, I'll have my phone and computer next to him. And he's like, babe, the EMF, get that away from me. I'm like, who are you?
Wow. Like he's come a long way, Jason.
It is crazy. I was like snacking on some grapes the other day. We're in this like little community and they just have like little snacks kind of around. And he was like, are those organic grapes? And I was like, I don't even know this man. Who have you become? But yeah, he's really passionate about it now. And even if one of our friends is sick, he's like, come over. We've got some quinton, we've got some elderberry, some oregano oil, all this stuff. And our friends are like, you guys are truly like a little health pharmacy over here. He's really just, I think, kind of seen how it actually works and like it really supports your body. And he's like just been learning so much on his own. And it's the coolest thing.
Yeah, that is really cool. I have seen that over the years with patients and where their spouse, their partner or family member, they are on their own journey. And, you know, you just kind of have to meet people where they're at and not preach or shame them or look down on them or like school them all the time. And you didn't like you like lived your life and you led by example. And then he's now just on the same path.
I was actually listening to this on your podcast the other day, but he is like cold plunging every day, like infrareding. He's like taking these people through these mental, like if they have a hard time staying in for like a certain amount of time, he'll like mentally like take them into this meditation. We're like, oh my gosh, you are incredible. But yeah, he's just so into all that now. You're so right. Like he's just tried it on his own. And like, even I think just the people around us, they live just really healthy lives and do all that. And he'll just get so like passionate about it. It's so cute. It's
that
so fun.
That's awesome. Did you get the name of that baby lotion that you like?
Oh my gosh. Mini Bloom.
Mini Bloom.
It is a keeper, you guys. Okay. So some of the Pipette products have potassium sorbate. Sometimes like baby skin is sensitive to that. So We actually started with Mini Bloom because Pipette was kind of irritating his skin, and now he's totally fine with it, but it's a good one and you can use it for like everything. And another thought I had really fast as I was walking in there, for like new mom or just moms and kids, I feel like a huge thing is very minimal toys and letting them play independently, like builds a lot of confidence in them, mm-hmm. but like letting them use their imagination and like be outside as much as possible, I think is so major. Like we will never have a house full of toys and kids are great with that.
Yes. You're so right. It's imagination, being bored, like the beauty of being bored as a kid. Like I, now there's just constant numbing and distracting with technology with kids that being bored is some of the most, I look back at those times with so much respect. Like I loved it. I learned so much, my imagination and creativity, exploration.
Yeah. Yes.
It's really important.
So valuable.
So valuable. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier in the conversation of how your mom and dad were more healthy minded, right? Another thing that I hear a lot from patients is that when you have kids, like grandma and grandpa aren't on the same page and they feed them other things and I don't want them to be. And there's like this war.
Yes.
I'm sure that's probably easier for you with your parents kind of on the same page. Shout out to Cheryl Scruggs. She's amazing.
She's the best and she loves you.
My job is to always look out for the most cutting edge, science-backed ways to support my telehealth patients' immune system, their gut health, support healthy inflammation levels, brain function, whatever it is, whatever case I'm looking at, I'm looking for needle-moving, effective ways to move their labs in a positive direction, to move their health in the positive direction. A tool that I have been loving for myself and my patients is colostrum. We've used it for years, but now there's a special formula that I've seen be extra effective, unlike anything I've ever seen. And it's Armra Colostrum. Check this out. Colostrum, if you don't know, it's the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all of the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. And Armra Colostrum is this proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that rebuild the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for a host of research-backed health benefits. It strengthens immunity, it ignites your metabolism, and it supports anti-inflammation pathways in the body. It fortifies your gut health, it activates your hair growth and your skin radiance, and it powers fitness performance and recovery and confers powerful anti-aging benefits. Armra is premium bovine colostrum concentrate, and unlike any other product on the market, it is wholly natural, sustainable, and was developed with the highest integrity from start to finish. We've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 15% off your first order right now when you go to tryarmra.com/Will Cole or enter Will Cole to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/Will Cole. Have you ever heard about postbiotics? We've talked about it on the podcast. If you haven't heard about it, one that I've been loving is urolithin A. And I take this specific urolithin A compound that I'll tell you about right now. Because up until now, there really hasn't been many supplements on the market to support mitophagy, which is a field of research that I'm fascinated with, something that we really want to support with our telehealth patients. It's mitochondrial autophagy. It's a longevity pathway. It's basically your anti-accelerated aging, helping with cellular energy production. If you're struggling with brain fog, fatigue, any inflammatory problem, accelerated aging, you want to be supporting mitophagy. And this is a science-backed way to do this, to flush out old damaged mitochondria. When I discovered this new compound called urolithin A a while ago, I was extremely intrigued. It's derived from pomegranates, but it's very, very hard, like nearly impossible to eat or drink enough pomegranates. You're not going to get that much pomegranates to get this scientifically proven therapeutic dose. So we want to harness nature using the latest advancements of science. And this is where a product called MitoPure from Timeline Nutrition comes in. They've created three ways to get your daily dose of 500 milligrams of urolithin A. That's what you need. They have a delicious vanilla protein powder that combines muscle-building protein with the cellular energy of MitoPure. They also have a berry powder that easily mixes into smoothies or just about any drink. And also the soft gels, which is what I typically will have in between patients, something easy, to swallow the soft gels. I would recommend trying the starter pack so you can see for yourself all three forms and see which one you love the best. MitoPure is the first product to offer this precise dose of urolithin A, this postbiotic, to upgrade mitochondria function, increase cellular energy, and improve muscle strength and endurance. It actually took 10 years of research to bring this potent product to market, and I'm personally glad it did because it really works. Timeline is offering 10% off your first order of MitoPure. Go to timelinenutrition.com/WillCole and use code WillCole to get 10% off your first order. That's TimeLineNutrition.com/WillCole. I recommend trying again their starter pack with all three formats. How is that? Did you guys ever, maybe not with your parents, but maybe extended family, do you have any pro tips with that?
That is such a good question. We like talk to our friends about this a lot because even my sister struggles with this, not with my parents, but with her in-laws who are amazing, but they just eat differently and do their life differently. I think it's just so important to kind of like set the boundaries. I feel like Jason and I have just like no problem with that. We just don't want him eating this. Here's the food. Even just like having the food ready, because for instance, my parents like love cooking and like they make super healthy things for River and all of that. But even my mom, which was like so fun for his first birthday, she was like, okay, we should make this cake. And like literally the only sugar, like I was saying earlier, is like maple syrup and just like almond flour and things like that. And just a healthy, like fun little cake. And so I just feel like setting the boundaries and not being ashamed. Like you're the parent, and you know how your care for your child is just so extreme. And I feel like because it doesn't have to do with me, like I'm not like being like weird about, I don't know, I can be like more flexible in that department with me because I'm like taking care of myself. But just like the love for your kid, you're just like, I really want him in this pattern. We're developing this and please don't give him this. Like we do that with my in-laws, like even with toys, like we'll just be like, for this next birthday, we're going to be donating toys to baby. We don't need any more. Or like she'll text us and be like, can I get this for River for Christmas? And we're like, can we go more the cleaner wooden brands or like the clean environmental brands and ones that aren't as noisy, like stuff like that. I feel like you gotta just go for it.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I always say, even with patients for themselves, so many people are afraid to speak up if they're, you know, for holidays or they're eating at a restaurant, they don't want to say something or offending somebody. It's like, no, this is your life. And like you said, whether it's you, your life or your baby's life, it's okay. You can say things in a kind way.
Totally.
You're not going to offend them.
Yeah, even just being like, thank you so much for wanting to get this for him, but we prefer these types of toys. Or if you're going to eat, maybe just like pack him clean food in a little container and you're good.
Yeah, 100%. And you mentioned baby to baby. Kelly Sawyer is amazing. I mean, that's a great organization in general, right?
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
So as you know, the podcast is called The Art of Being Well. At the end of every episode, we have your Art of Being Well. This is your top favorite things. The first question is, what's the worst tasting healthy food that you still eat it? It tastes disgusting, but you have it because it has some great health benefits behind it.
One thing I have not been able to do during pregnancy, which I wish I could, is organs. And I know it's so good for you. I just literally would make me throw up currently, but it's like amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's like nature's multivitamin, but you're right. I hate it too.
I don't get it
in as much as I know that I should. Force of Nature actually is one brand that they will have where the ancestral blends, where they'll have regular meat, but with the organ meats mixed within it. Maybe I'm going to try that.
I actually tried that and still it was a struggle.
Maybe you should cut it even more. Maybe get regular meat and then dilute even the ancestral blend. Right.
I love it.
What is your favorite natural scent? Like something in nature or essential oil? What's your favorite scent?
Oh my gosh. I love jasmine. So amazing. I love when it's blooming. I use this shampoo that's jasmine and it's clean. Obviously, it's the best. It's Ranavat. But it just like, I don't know what it does to my senses. It does something where just like, I can feel it like doing something. And then I just love like nature smells. I love like fresh grass, roses, like very fragrant roses, like flowers that are just very fragrant.
Mm-hmm. I love jasmine. And if you ever had like a jasmine green tea, it's because of the jasmine. It's just such a yes. great thing to smell.
It adds so much. And I've been burning some Palo Santo.
Yes.
Like even if I put it outside and it'll kind of just like come into the house a little bit, it's just so nice.
Great smell. I walk around at the clinic too. It smells really good. What's your favorite outdoor nature sound? Like it could be maybe the ocean or something else. Ooh. What is it for you?
Definitely the ocean, but I love like really happy birds. If there's just like a ton of birds and I hear them, I'm like, this is the best. They're all so happy.
On my social media, I'm always capturing, because I live in the middle of the woods too. And I call it God art. It's like God, yes. God art for me. Like just these sublime, simple things that are beautiful. If you just stop and back to being bored, right? People are so looking at the screens instead of looking around them.
It's so true. The other night, it was the craziest thing. So in Idaho, there are like moose around and stuff. And mm-hmm. we've been here for 7 years, like in the summer times. Mm-hmm. We've never seen the moose. And the other night I was outside just like on our back patio. And there was one having a mating sound for like literally 4 to 5 hours. And it was like,
oh my gosh.
I know. I was like, this is so cool. But I went with my dog literally in our car. And I was like reversing down streets because I was like, what if I need to get out really fast? It's like so dumb.
I want to know, what does a moose sound like? I don't even know.
I literally Googled it because I was like, I feel like this is a moose. But when you hear it, they can still be like 2 to 6 miles away. I was like,
wow,
that's crazy. I know. But I just love stuff like that because it's like animals are just so cool and nature's so cool. And you're like, what? I love this.
It's awesome. Do you like getting away? I mean, you're in LA, but you spend some time in Idaho. What's it like? If you had to pick, I know it's probably tough for you, but if you had to pick Idaho or LA, what would you pick?
That is so hard. I feel like ultimately LA, because I just love the beach and mm-hmm. being close to it and the weather's so beautiful. But I feel like here, it's just a different sense of escape. And I feel like it's a place where you just don't use your phone that much. I feel so bad because I'm like not in touch nearly as much with like family and friends and all that. But even when friends or family come visit, like you are just fully in your moments. And it's just a different kind of nature. It's like the woods and just really crisp, clean air. So that's mm-hmm. different from LA.
For sure. But
yeah. Oh, that's tough. Because even here, there are like seasons. Mm-hmm. LA is not seasons. So I really do like seasons and snow and all of that when you're not like here permanently.
Right. For, you know? For sure. For sure. Do you wear a perfume? Do you have like a natural clean perfume or scent that you like?
Oh, so it's a doTERRA blend. It's called Whisper.
Okay.
It is amazing. Amazing. So just essential oils. But I remember my friend was wearing it. This was probably like 10 years ago. And I was like, what is that smell? And she told me, and I've used it ever since.
What's in it? I've never heard of Whisper by doTERRA.
Let's see here. It's like always what I recommend if people ask me, you know how it like blends differently into everyone's skin, but mm-hmm. it's just like, I feel like it's so lovely on everybody. So it's patchouli, bergamot, sandalwood, rose, jasmine, cinnamon bark, vetiver, labdanum.
I love it.
Lang lang, cacao seed, vanilla bean. Yeah.
So good. Whisper. Shout out to doTERRA. I'm asking all your favorite things, but a deodorant. Do you have a favorite natural, clean deodorant?
Okay. This is like where I'm all about the balance, you know? I tried probably 25 deodorants for like periods of time, longer periods of time. None of them worked on me, which is like really disappointing. I would even do clay masks, like on my armpits, like all that stuff. And my friend the other day, she was like, oh, I forgot my deodorant downstairs. I was like, if you're not grossed out, you can use mine. And she was like, what do you use? Like thinking it'd be natural. I was like, I use Donna Karen Cashmere Mist. She was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I know. I was like, I feel like I detox my body well and treat my body well. And I was like, I'm either going to smell and be just insecure and like sweating so much, or it's the one product I use that's not clean.
Hey, so, but people are going
to
love
that. Go with it.
She's finding her balance and works for her. I think that's a good lesson.
So true.
What's your favorite restaurant in the world? And when you're there, what do you order, Lauren?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So actually, my best friend and I, actually who I started Stranded with. We went to Tulum for her 30th birthday a couple of years ago.
I remember this.
You remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's called The Real Coconut, but it was in Tulum specifically. We just could not wait for every meal because it was so gut nourishing and amazing. They did put one in Malibu. It didn't last as long, but it was something about the Tulum one that was just like next level. And I remember having this like coconut yogurt in the morning with granola and fresh berries. And then we would even have like tacos and things like that. But every ingredient was so pure and well-sourced and just delicious. And I think that is the coolest thing when you actually see like, this can be really delicious, like healthy food, you know?
Right, right. It doesn't have to be boring. You don't have to eat like a rabbit. You can eat foods that love you back and it tastes good. I remember when you went there and looking at the website. I haven't gone yet, but it sounds amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. You feel like you're truly living like that beach life. Like you feel like you're in the culture. It's cool. Yeah.
What's your favorite way to get a great night's sleep? Obviously with a toddler, that could be difficult. Yeah. Any top tips to get a great night's sleep?
Okay. We've been like super lucky because River is, he's like obsessed with his sleep, which I feel like he gets that from both Jason and I. So he sleeps really well and for a long time. But my big thing, especially during pregnancy, is magnesium at night. And I remember you telling me about this too, like years ago. But it's so wild because even like this last month, I wasn't sleeping super well because this little girl in here like moves so much. And I feel like I love feeling her move. So I would wake up and just want to like touch it. And I was like, I need better sleep because I was just struggling. So I started with magnesium and the difference of my sleep is crazy. It's so good.
Love it. Do you know what Enneagram you are? The personality type?
Yeah. I'm a 9-wing 1, heavy wing one.
That's amazing. I could see that for sure. Enneagram 9-wing 1. I love that you know that. I asked so many guests and they don't know. I figured you would know.
It's an interesting mix because I used to be like very like a big peacemaker. And I do definitely still have those qualities here and there, but with my like heavy one, it's like reforming, you know? So I feel like I'll say some things to people and my sister will be next to me. She's like, I can't believe you just said that. So it's like, I actually can't either. That was crazy. Cause I'll just like say, it'll be like in a loving way, but it kind of is like calling something out. And she's like, oh my gosh.
It's good. And look, there's healthier versions of all of us, right? And I think like you're finding your voice. That's probably the challenge for nines, right? If to speak up when you need to.
Yeah. And like actually catering to your own needs and not feeling guilt in that. What are you?
I'm a 5-wing 4.
Oh my gosh.
Researcher. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It works for my job for sure.
Yeah. That's like perfect.
Do you ever go to Starbucks? Talk about balance. Do you ever go to Starbucks? And when you're there, what do you order at the Bucks?
No, I don't go to Starbucks because we're a crazy family and we don't drink coffee. Like we do on occasion just because it's fun. But my parents and my sister are like, how are you a part of our family? And we like really want to love it. But we found we kind of like hole in the wall places if we order coffee. I feel like Jason and I both love branding and like small businesses and stuff. And I know there's a great love for Starbucks. We don't do it.
I love it. And last question, what's a book that you've read in the past year? And a lot of newer moms, they don't even have time to read. So I'm curious to know, it could be audiobooks, whatever, or a podcast. Yeah. What's a book or a podcast you've listened to recently or read that has been really insightful or got you thinking in a new way?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So on that note, I'm pulling up my Audible right now because I love it so much, but I don't have like the focus to read. Yeah. I feel like probably a lot of moms experience, but yeah, I listen. So even like when River's sleeping or if I'm doing stuff around the house or if I'm driving, especially in LA, you have like hours in the car over like a week's period of time, you can just finish a book so fast. But I love How to Do the Work. Have you read that?
Yes. Nicole LaPera.
Yes.
She wrote the foreword to my last book, Gut Feelings. She's great.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think I saw that. Duh.
She's wonderful.
Oh, I just love her. Love her. And Present Over Perfect by Shauna Nyquist.
Yes. Great book.
Yeah. That helped me a ton because I lean towards like being a perfectionist. I read that twice. I think it's the only book I've read twice. And then Have you read Matthew Perry's new book?
I have.
His only book? I mean, I'm a big Friends person, so I just respect all of them so much, but it helped me understand the difference between like addiction and just like overconsumption, which I feel like is just important to like be aware of in our world. Mm-hmm. But also his story is just really incredible. And he's so genuine and raw. And I loved it.
That's awesome. That's a great point. And not enough people know about it. There's abuse and overconsumption. And then there's addiction.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it was cool because I have some friends that are sober and like, I don't know, it's just great. Because I feel like we run into a lot of people that really struggle with that. So to be aware of it is just so helpful.
Yeah, I love that. I'll have to read it. My friend, it's great to catch up with you, honestly. Where can people go to learn about all these amazing things you're doing with Stranded?
Oh my gosh. So at the Stranded Shop is our Instagram page. And then at the Lauren Kennedy is my Instagram, personal Instagram. And I love Instagram. I feel like that's the best place.
I love it. Are you on TikTok?
Yeah. So we are on TikTok with Stranded. Yes. And like Jason and I are always like, we need to do TikTok. I feel like we would have fun. We're just afraid of the overconsumption.
I know.
He's like, I'm scared to open it up.
I have it for work. I create content like from an educational standpoint, but I don't have it on my phone. It's on a work phone, not my personal phone.
That's so wise. That's so smart.
Yeah. My friend.
I love it.
I love you guys. Thank you. The family I said hi. Tell Jason, tell your mom, your dad I said hi.
Yes. We love you too. We're so grateful for you. And thanks for having me on. So much fun.
Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.